Hi there. The word for you today is, are you fulfilled? Hebrews 10:35 says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be rewarded. Consultant Dan Sullivan talks about the difference between our ideals and our actuals. He says, the ideal is a picture we create of future desirable events and situations that enables us to move forward in time. The ideal does not actually exist outside our minds, nor is it achievable. Why? Because the ideal depends on everything being perfect. Life is, at best, messy. It's filled with surprises, both good and bad. If you need the ideal picture of your dream to come into being in order to feel fulfilled, you'll never be fulfilled. That doesn't mean you should cast aside your ideal vision. It's useful for helping you to establish goals, find internal motivation, and strive for excellence. However, you also need to temper it. Where idealistic dreams expect to be realized immediately, realistic ones make you appreciate the time it takes for them to become a reality. Where idealistic dreams don't tolerate anything less than perfection, realistic dreams leave room for you to be human and imperfect. Where idealistic dreams set you up for disappointment, realistic dreams set you up for success. As they say, the man who never made a mistake never made anything. Indeed, the man who never made a mistake probably gets his salary from the one who does. Look, the reason God doesn't whitewash his heroes in the Bible is to let you know that in spite of their flaws, and your flaws too, he can use you to accomplish great things. You say, but am I not supposed to work on my weaknesses? Yes, but you'll only succeed in what God's told you or called you to do by working from your God-given strengths. Think about it.